I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, it's the Pick and Row Show. He's Pick, I'm Row. You ready, Pick?
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, guys, before we get started, just to let y'all know, we are a weekly podcast that is available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
iTunes.
Please take the time to write a review, tell a friend, subscribe, Stitcher, and let us know how we're doing. Tell a friend via social media, via phone call, via email, via fax, perhaps. Maybe Snapchat. Yeah, fax.
Smoke signals,
maybe. Yeah,
folks. Text message.
Morse code, text message.
Morse code?
Yeah. What else? Yeah. Telegram?
SOS? Okay. Morse code.
Morse code.
Did you already say that?
No, I just said that right now.
Okay.
We are on, first and foremost, we are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at Pick and Row Show. Our Instagram is at The Pick and Row Show. And we're on Periscope at Pick and Row Show. Like our Facebook page. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you want us to do better. We'll greatly appreciate it.
Jip.
Yeah.
Jia.
Oh, that's okay. C.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I forgot you were Hispanic.
Yeah, I am Hispanic.
I looked at you.
I realized it real quick.
Yeah.
So how you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a while.
Good, brother. Just got back from Dallas.
How was D-Town?
D-Town was off the hinges. Yeah. Lots of good things in Dallas. I was actually at some bar with, seemed like half the Dallas Mavericks.
Really?
Yeah. Couple guys in there.
Nice. Ballers.
I didn't know who they were at first. And I was like, oh, this guy's like 6'10". He's got to play for the basketball team. So
who was it?
I think I saw JaVale McGee. Yeah. I think I saw Amari Stoudemire, too. They were low-key just chilling, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but Amari played there last year, but he's with the Heat.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was him, but I didn't approach him or anything like that.
I think he's playing with the Heat now.
He might be. He might have just been in town. I don't know.
Yeah. Cool.
They were just chilling, though. I don't think they was even drinking. They just kind of came through for a
minute.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though, to see those guys out. You know, I've been to...
It seems like you get the lucky draw when it comes to
I do just have to run into people, don't I? Yeah,
you do, man.
It's kind of weird how that happens. Yeah. I don't know how that happens.
You hang out with Jim Jackson and Gary Payton a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And you're over here rubbing shoulders with JaVale McGee and Amari.
Nah, not rubbing shoulders. My shoulder's like at
his
waist.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got his waist. Yeah.
He's like 5. No, I mean, he's 6 like what? JaVale McGee's like 7'1". Like
yeah,
he's like 7'1".
He's a big dude.
I'm like 5'1". So it's like, you're 5. I'm like his leg or something.
Chucky, you're 5'1". I had to do it.
All right, man, whatever.
No, man. All
so right, what you been up to, man? Shoot.
Same old, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, just working.
Yeah.
Working.
Daily grind.
And
yeah, I've been grinding.
Hanging out with a wife and daughter.
That's right.
Being the loving husband and dad that I can be.
That's right. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing, bro. Yeah.
You have kids.
Yeah, you got two beautiful kids.
Got a girl,
kids.
Too, you know. Yeah. It's all good. Shoot.
Chachi and...
Destiny, yeah.
Yeah.
Chachi and Des, that's right.
And you got to hang out with my daughter for a little bit earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves
that's
you.
My little nephew.
Your
that's
nephew.
Right.
Niece.
Our niece. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. You're all right. So, I mean, it was the first time we connected in over a week. So, what's on today's agenda, man? What are we going to talk about?
Let's see. We got our Star Awards to give out.
Yes.
We call them the Star Awards because we're like Star Wars fans, so they're Star Awards.
We're big nerds for Star Wars.
We have our one segment. Our other segment is called 99 Problems, but a Bitch Ain't One.
Yeah.
Wait,
what? No, I'm kidding.
You're not. Yeah.
No, I know. That's a...
It's just a song. It's just a...
Is it a 50 Cent song?
Really?
Oh, wait. I got it. Jay-Z.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to get it right on the second try.
Yeah.
Normally you try like 20 times.
No, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And then... Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about some gun control as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys heard about the shooting in Oregon. So in a community college there. Not sure how to pronounce the name of the college, but we'll get to that as well. So we got some things we're going to talk about today.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sounds exciting, man.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, yeah. I like to talk about stuff. And, of course, we'll talk about some sports in there somewhere as well.
Somewhere on
yeah,
there.
Some entertainment, you know, some NFL, NBA, some movies, and you know how we do it.
Like Ice Cube said, you know how we do it.
Ice Cube said that?
Didn't he?
What song?
He had a song called You Know How
You
We
mean
do it.
D.O.C.? No One Can Do It Better?
No,
One Can Do It Better.
Like my brother D.O.C.
Which
but
one?
No, I forgot. Anyway.
I don't remember him saying that.
He does.
You just made that up.
No, I did not make it up.
I think you made it up.
No, bro.
Yeah, he did.
So why don't you kick us off?
Cool. So let's start with our Star Wars.
So
what this is basically is we like to give out awards for the coolest white dude, which would be like a Luke Skywalker award. Or like the coolest black dude, which could be the Mace Windu award.
Right.
The pimp lightsaber. So.
But they don't say the MF word, right?
No.
No.
Oh, because Samuel Jackson always said that.
Yeah, he did.
And then, we have the Yoda Award, which could be the short person award. Yes. So we have that. And then we have all kinds of stuff we got going on. Oh, C-3PO. We have C-3PO. His award as well. We have a C-3PO award. So, we got some stuff going on. We'll figure something out here.
Man.
Oh, shoot. Is Darth Vader here?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, man.
Holy crap.
Okay. I think that was our cue to let you know that we have a Darth Vader award.
Yeah,
as well.
We have a Darth Vader.
It may not be this week, but we do have a Darth Vader award, which is like the bad guy award.
So yeah, so
I'm not sure.
If
he's cool with that, but oh shoot, hold on.
I think you might find your faith.
Yeah, he's tripping.
You might find your lack of faith disturbing.
I don't think he's cool with that, man.
I am your father.
Yeah.
Actually, my father does sound like Darth Vader. He sounds like James Earl Jones.
Yeah, you said that last episode. So, elaborate on that. So, your dad's got the big, deep voice.
Yeah, he sounds like Darth Vader, man. I mean, Darth Vader was James Earl Jones.
Yeah,
his voice anyway. And my dad sounded just like him. So,
I am
pretty terrifying growing up thinking Darth Vader was gonna use the Force and choke me or something like that.
Yeah, and today's your pop's birthday, right?
Today is my dad's birthday. That's
happy birthday, Mr. Pickett.
Thank you. He's 82.
82.
Eight deuce.
Ocho dos. Ochenta dos.
ochenta dos. Right.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's go with the Darth Vader War. Actually, we are doing the Darth Vader War today. I totally forgot about that.
Let's get into that here.
The Darth Vader War.
What have we got?
Is going to Chris Harper Mercer.
Chris Harper Mercer.
You know who that is?
He or she?
She.
She. So she came out in 21 Jump Street, the TV show.
Nope.
She came out in.
Was it she? It's actually a he. I'm sorry. Did I say she?
Did I say she? You did.
My bad. He came
out on The Facts of Life.
He, she.
Charles what? In Charge. Charles in Charge.
No.
I give up.
So there was a shooting in Oregon, and he was the shooter, basically. So
oh, okay, okay.
There was a shooting in Roseburg, Oregon at Umpqua Community College, and this is the guy that did it. It brings up that question of gun control.
You know, and it seems like these are happening frequently now. Shootings are happening so much.
I don't know if it's more frequent or, I don't know. I mean, what do you mean by frequent? When was the last one?
Well, I mean, I feel like, I mean, because I get these, I got all these AP, Associated Press alerts on my phone, and it seems like every...
When was the last one?
I can't remember.
Was it the guy, the Batman guy?
No, there was another one after that. There was one at the, wasn't there a shooting at an elementary school or middle school in Connecticut?
But that was... Before that.
No,
that
was after.
That was when it started. No.
No, it was after.
So what happens every couple
years? So Columbine happened in 99. And then,
right.
And then...
So how often does it really happen?
It seems like it's happening more now.
Is it happening more, or did we just hear about it more?
I think it's happening more.
You think it's happening more?
I think it is.
I mean, what's like more? Like every 2 years? Every 3 years?
Seems like it's every...
It's not every year.
Seems like it is, but anyway...
No, because there would be like 15 from the last 15 years. Have we had 15 of those shootings in the last 15 years?
They don't cover the ones that are happening in tri-state
areas. We're going to know about those shootings, brother. I can tell you that right now. That's not something that's not going to be in the news.
Okay.
I mean, I think that would be in the news.
Gotcha.
But I haven't heard, like, in the last 15 years since Columbine, what, maybe?
Six or seven.
Five or, yeah. Every 2 years. That sounds right.
But, I mean, anyway, okay.
No, I'm just saying.
So what was...
Well, did you see what his dad said?
No, I didn't. I mean,
so I guess they talked to his dad.
Right.
And they asked him, you know, what do you think the problem is? And he immediately said, guns. So, I mean...
I'm taking my glasses off because I'm upset.
I mean, I don't know.
Just kidding.
You know, I don't know. I mean, the guy had 13 guns.
And how old was the kid?
How
old is he? Because he's...
I mean, college age, I'm not sure. I'm thinking he was, you know...
18 to 20.
Yeah, 18 to 24. I mean, he wasn't that old, so... But I don't think that matters. I mean, depending on the state, you can be 18 and buy a gun, I think. But maybe he's 21. But either way, he had 13 guns.
How the heck do you buy 13 guns?
I mean, if you never had been convicted of anything, you just buy a gun. I mean, what's going to stop you?
Good God, man. I don't even have, like...
Well, why would you need that many
13
guns?
13 pairs of shoes or something, or, I mean, or... I don't know, so, 13 of anything.
What is your stance on gun control? I mean, what do you think? Because, you know, we have two good friends that were having a Facebook argument. They were Facebook gangsters for like
a day. Facebook trolling each other.
But it's a good you know,
defending
good
Rush
good
Limbaough.
Huh? No, he wasn't defending Rush Limbaugh.
He just said sharing.
Because there's always people that you don't like that say something that you agree with, and everybody that I do like, I don't agree with either. So I mean, somebody might say something I like, doesn't mean I like them. You know?
Okay, my opinion of gun control. It's a catch-22 what that argument was, because you know, they both had very good points, and understandably so. Like, I think, you know, I grew up and my dad didn't have a gun in the house,
right?
And my dad didn't like guns,
right?
He never hunted for recreation,
right?
Do I think does there need to be more order in the gun control? Sure, yeah, a little bit.
Well, I mean, what else would you do? I mean, you can get a background check,
right?
So, I mean, what else do you want me to do?
Well, can you take a psychological test? I mean,
why would I need to take that?
Well, the government invests a lot of money into doing something like that.
I mean, my thing is that, so say I've never been in trouble ever before, ever, and never, ever, 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 ever,
forever,
and I go to get a gun. And I can't pass a psychological test for whatever reason, but I need to protect my family. And then say a few months later, my family gets shot up or gets killed because I wasn't able to protect them because I couldn't pass this psychological test, which is, you know, to me is kind of weird. But I think, you know, that's a step, but I'm not sure what kind of test that would be, though.
I personally,
what if I failed it. So,
I mean, my thing is I understand that people want more gun control, and I get it. Yes. But does that mean you get stricter, because crime's going to happen. You can't control it. If you do all these things to try to make gun control this, the people who are trying to commit the crimes or are out to try to kill somebody or whatever they're trying to do, it's going to happen.
Yeah, if I wanted to kill somebody, I don't think having a gun law is going to stop me. I mean, think about Illinois. They have... I think they just passed their gun laws where they can carry now, but they hadn't had it in a while. They haven't. I don't think they've ever had. I mean, I can't carry. You can't. I have a license, and I'm licensed in 37 states. I can't carry in Illinois. I might be able to now, but they just changed the law. But before that, I couldn't. I can't carry in New York. I can't carry in California. Three of the states that are like, I think California might be a little different, but those states, they have high murder rates with people with guns. So obviously, the gun laws in those states aren't stopping people from getting shot.
Right.
They're still going to get guns,
right,
regardless. So how much will it help?
I really don't think it will.
It might. I don't know. I mean,
You don't know until you actually put it to the test. But at the same time, I mean,
is it
really going to make a difference?
Well, this is my question to everybody. And, you know, guys, if you're listening, guys and gals, if you're listening, you know, let us know how you feel and what you think. You know, we want your opinions. So shoot us out on Facebook and Twitter and our other outlets. But I think we have other pressing issues. I mean, this is a tragedy for sure.
Very, very much so.
You know, 9 people were killed. 9 people got injured. So it's definitely something that we need to think about. But is this one of the 10 biggest problems in the country? I don't know. I mean, gun control, I'm okay with it right now.
Some people might feel like it is, but
true.
Everybody's different.
Okay, is it a top three priority in the country?
Maybe not.
I mean, we got healthcare, we got education. I mean, I think there's other things we could be worrying about other than
the economy,
gun control,
the economy.
Something that happens every 2 years. And how many people, you know, I don't know how many people are dying because of this stuff, but I mean, it could be other stuff that we don't know about that's happening, you know, not to put a number on it, but how many people are actually, you know, dying from these attacks? You know, I don't know.
It's been sad and it's terrible and it's bad.
Yeah.
But like you said, there's a lot of.
I mean, how many people are dying from, you know.
Cancer.
How many people are dying from, I mean, police brutality. I mean, how many people are dying from, you know, AIDS and the hell. I mean, I would say it's more than this.
Almost definitely.
But I don't know. I mean, you know, healthcare, you know, what people are dying because they're not getting enough healthcare. How many people die every year because of that? I mean, the numbers are probably outrageous. You know, shoot, I think I just saw 50 people in Chicago just get killed this past weekend. And I think that's the second weekend in a row that 50 people were murdered.
50?
50.
In a week?
In a weekend.
What happened?
Just, you know.
50 people were dying in Chicago.
Yeah, it was 50. It was 50 murders.
Oh my
in Chicago,
gosh, man.
I'm going to say this past weekend and then the weekend before that. You know, Chicago, and that's, I'm not sure where. I have family on the south side of Chicago, and I know that's like one of the roughest parts in the country. I'm pretty sure a lot of those came from that part of the city. But yeah, I mean, I don't think, like I said, there's no gun laws there until recently, but those people still had guns. So yeah. Nothing's stopping them. So
that's crazy, man. That is so crazy.
I'm not sure if the gun laws will work on that end, because I think you need to go into education. You know, we're going to put money into all these laws and stuff. I think the money needs to go into education to educate people to not shoot somebody. So, you know, people who are doing it, they have a little bit more enlightenment in their life, and they can realize, hey, I don't have to have a gun. I can have a gun for protection of my family, but I don't need to go out and shoot somebody and sell drugs or go, you know, be a serial killer or whatever they're doing with
it.
And then mental illness. We put money into mental illness too to see.
We definitely need to.
Yeah, because we've cut back on that from what I've heard. So
there's a lot of misdiagnosed people out there.
Misdiagnosed. Even the guy that did the Batman movie thing.
Oh yeah, that dude was mentally off.
I mean, you saw a picture. He was crazy.
He looks crazy.
I mean, just from his picture, I could say he's crazy. But he has some mental problems. But he's never been diagnosed with anything, has he? Or has he?
No, you know what? I don't think.
No,
he
I think
has.
He was.
Was he?
Well, either he was or he wasn't, but he never had a criminal background.
So he just went he just went fucking postal.
I guess so. Basically, well, yeah. I mean,
he just went off on the deep end, man. I mean,
pretty much. And then I heard that the one in Oregon, there was a gunman, or there was a person there that had a gun, but it didn't, you know. But again, it was in a place where you're not supposed to carry guns.
Yeah.
So again, it was in a place where, you know, whether in most schools are probably like this, there's a no carry zone.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
But do most of these facilities nowadays, don't they have like these things where they walk through like metal detectors now?
In the college?
Do they have them?
No.
No?
I mean, it depends on what college it is.
I mean, because you have them like at courthouses.
That's different,
though. Right. I'm just because it's a federal facility.
It's a federal building or a state
state building or whatever.
Not like a state college. No, I've never. I mean, I've been seen.
No. What about schools? Schools don't have them either. Some schools do.
Like a regular school,
like high school, like, or
yeah,
some do, right?
Yeah, like my girl's a principal, right? There's no. You know what? I don't know. I don't think there's a gun.
Right. Yeah.
There's signs, so you have to be. The sign has to be clear as day. Like when you walk up to a building. There's a sign in there that has a gun on it with a cross through it saying, or a circle thing.
Right.
You do not carry in here. So
it's a gun-free, tobacco-free.
It has to be, yeah. And it has to be like in a place where everybody can see it. It can't be inconspicuous. It has to be conspicuous. So it has to be seen.
Right.
Easily seen. So, but I don't think there's not medical detectors in her school. But there are schools that have them. I've seen them. I taught a school that had a metal detector.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was a tough high school, man. I mean. You know, it was one of the worst neighborhoods in Cincinnati, Ohio. So, I mean, you know, there was a metal detector there.
Cincinnati.
The nasty, you know. So, I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, it's a touchy subject. Most definitely a tragedy. I'm just not sure where this fits with the priorities and the money of this country, you know, what we're going to do with it. So, something to think about, man.
It really is something to think about, and it's... I think it's just an endless debate because you're going to have people who are pro and against gun control.
Yeah.
But it's always just going to be one of those debates where you're just going to go in circles.
I mean, I talk to people about this stuff a lot. I think most people I talk to, they're okay with guns. I mean, I don't think they have a problem with it. As long as they're being, you know, you're smart with it and you're safe with it.
Yeah. Right.
But the thing comes into play where, okay, what about that person that's not smart and safe with it, but they've never been in trouble?
Right.
How can I not? The gun dealer has to sell a gun to him. Why wouldn't he? They do a background check. Nothing came back. Cool. Here's your gun.
So the background check is just basically like if he's got a criminal record. Yes. He or she's got a criminal. Yeah, okay.
But it has nothing to do with mental.
Mental.
From what I remember, it's been a while since I filled mine out, but I don't remember seeing any mental. And they might ask you.
Right.
But if you've never been to a doctor and diagnosed with it.
Yeah.
Because you could just be crazy or just have some mental illness.
Right.
And, you know, and not been diagnosed yet.
So like misdiagnosed with something or.
You could be misdiagnosed.
Unaware of if there was an issue or.
But even still. OK, so say we do a background check with mental. What are we doing? ADHD?
Or ADHD.
Depression. Well, my son's ADHD, but I mean.
Well, maybe not so
much. You know what I'm saying? He can't own a gun and protect his family because he's ADHD?
Right. Not so much ADHD, but what about maybe depression, like bipolar?
I mean.
PTSD.
PTSD. I mean, some things I can see, but.
Right.
Just because I have depression doesn't mean I don't want to protect my family.
No, and you're absolutely right.
I could be depressed because somebody in my family passed away. You know, I could be in depression or whatever, but I still want to protect my family.
Right.
So then do you take my gun from me? Say I bought my gun, then I get diagnosed with whatever. Do you take it from me now?
Yeah.
Or I just can't get another one. But I have the one I have already because I got that before I got diagnosed. So, I mean, you're going to come take my guns now? I don't know. I mean, good luck with that.
Yeah.
So, can you get the phone out of my face, bro?
Sorry, we're periscoping right now on the podcast, and we are having people chime in with their responses and their comments.
Sweet.
And some people are saying, "Make more guns." And this is from at not Duck Hunt. Make more guns.
Who, what's his name?
At not Duck Hunt. Is that like
at
from
what?
At not Duck Hunt.
At not Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
The video game Duck Hunt?
Yeah, is that the video game
Duck Hunt? Yeah, he's definitely pro guns. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like that. He's Duck Hunt. Yeah, he's pro gun. Yeah.
Yeah, somebody here at Ty Timmerins.
Who?
At Ty Timmerins is saying there's mass stabbings in China. Talk about that. So
yeah, because they're taking guns away in China. But again, if I'm trying to kill you, I'm finding something. I'm going to learn Kung Fu. I might have chop you up. Shoot, Bruce Leroy on you.
Wow.
Tay-Mac. You know what I mean? With no last name.
Oh, wow, Tay-Mac.
I might be the last dragon on you, cuz.
Oh.
I don't need no guns.
Yeah.
I'll go be a ninja. My ninja. Feel me?
Yes.
You feeling what I'm dropping?
I'm feeling what you're dropping. I'm sorry.
What you got?
Someone here is saying it's at.
Someone?
At. Okay, I'm about to tell you. At KROCK13.
KROCK.
It's the government.
It's the government? What do you mean, K-Rock? It's the government. I'm not sure what I mean, what you mean by that.
And then this one here at Ange1976998.9. No guns in China.
No guns in China, but they still have, issues. I mean.
The government and the media control everything. And KROCK13.
Guess what kind of country China is as far as like who controls China?
Socialist? No, communist.
Communist. So they can't even have like Facebook or something over there.
Right.
Or there's some kind of social media. I mean, the government has so much control over China and there are people that, I mean, do the people of America really want that?
No.
I don't want that. I mean, you know, I'm not giving my guns up.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Yeah, so.
I want to protect my family.
Right. So.
Because The Walking Dead is real. I'm just saying.
So we have a lot of people Zombies. Chiming in. We have a lot of people chiming in. The media, yes. This one person said.
Yeah.
This one person actually said it's the mental people. It's not the guns killing people. It's the people killing people.
And people kill people.
We totally agree.
People do kill people.
People do kill people. It's not the cops kill people.
I'm cool with
guns
that.
Kill people. But people are killing people.
People kill people. A gun doesn't kill. If a gun's just sitting there by itself, guess what? It's not gonna kill anybody. But as soon as I'm gonna stop saying crazy. But as soon as someone grabs that gun and not of their right mind. State at the time or in general, something could go really wrong. And that's that person. That's not the gun.
Yeah.
The gun's a tool.
Right, exactly.
You know, and one of our friends said, well, its sole purpose is to kill. True that. I mean, a gun is created to kill somebody.
Yeah.
But I've had a gun for years. I haven't killed anybody because I'm of sound mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm a little crazy, but you say I'm crazy all the time, but, you know.
You're crazy like funny crazy, not cray-cray.
That's not really what you say, though, but it's cool. Yeah. That's not what you told your wife, but it's all good.
Whatever.
I heard you talking about me. Back. It's good, though.
That's so funny.
I'm Chuck, y'all. Be quiet. But yeah, man, I mean, what are people saying out there? What are they? The government? They don't want government control? Or
here,
what?
Hold on. At Rick Twit.
Rick Twit.
Gun is a scary tool in the wrong hands.
It is.
Very
it
much.
Is. So is a knife. So is a chainsaw.
So is a box cutter.
So is a, as Tiger Woods, she had golf clubs, his ex-wife. So, I mean, anything can be deemed a weapon. If I want to hurt you, I can hurt you with just by anything. So, I mean, you know, it just be something else. If somebody wants you to get hurt you, they're going to hurt you regardless of. I can choke you to death with my hands if I wanted to.
You could.
I'm just not. I mean, yeah, if I wanted to. Yeah. Yeah. If you try to hurt me and attack my family, yeah, I will. Yeah. Have to beat you down.
Beat you down.
Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, you know.
You can't hurt 20 people with your hands, at Rick Twit. He said that.
No, you're right about that. I can't hurt that many people with my hands. You're right. True that. Yeah, I agree, Rick. But, but you know, if I want to get one person, I can get them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's not my intention. My intention with my gun is to protect my family from whoever. As long as nobody tries to hurt my family or, you know, anybody close to my, you know, to
exactly.
me.
Exactly, yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah.
You know. So it's just, you know, it's a touchy subject.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like I said, I'm not sure if it's one of the top three to five priorities of this country that we need to pour, you know, more resources into this. I think the control is there enough. I think we need to put money into, like, education,
right.
mental illness, and other things that would help because people would be more educated.
Right.
Mental illness people would get their medication. They could be diagnosed and get the medication. I know people that lost their medication because they can't afford it or whatever. So, or they're just not covered anymore. So, I mean, what about them? We're just letting these people just go out in the world and hoping that they're okay.
I agree.
You know, so, and every time we hear about something like this, it's always something to do with mental illness. It's never like, oh.
Do you think that that's like a scapegoat? The mental illness thing?
I think it's real.
I believe that it's real to a certain extent.
I mean, I'm not going to go out and kill somebody and be like, oh, I don't want to deal with that. That's not something I want to go through in my life. You know what I'm saying? So it's not they're sitting at home like, you know what can I do? I'm going to go kill these people. I'm going to sound crazy. No, they're really, I think they're gone. So they already have some kind of mental illness. So,
right.
I don't think they can even control that.
Yeah, people are just far beyond what they're.
And there's countries out there that have no gun law, have gun laws that have no gun tolerance. They have better crime rates than we do, but they have more government control. The government can pretty much come into your house and take over anytime you want. You can't do anything.
So it's like the whole it was like the whole Branch Davidian thing.
Yeah,
and they were trying. Well, they were seen as a threat because they had all those weapons illegally. Correct? Were they illegal?
I don't know if they were legal or illegal, but. They're not hurting anybody, you know. I mean, they have the potential to hurt somebody, so just keep an eye on them.
Right.
I think they were in their compound for like months at a time where you couldn't even, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was called a compound for a reason. So, yeah, they were deep, man. So I don't know. But again, if they're not hurting anybody, I mean, I don't know what we should do about that. Why are we using all these resources? I don't know the details of the Branch Davidian stuff, so I mean, I haven't heard about that in a while.
It's been a really, really long time.
You kind of just brought that up out of nowhere. So.
Well, I was just bringing it up because you were talking about having weapons and the government can come in at any time and seize control of your weapons.
Technically, they can. I mean, yeah. I guess. But I mean, they have a good reason, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They'll find a reason.
Yep. It's definitely a conundrum.
So that's our Darth Vader award. Goes out to that guy. And, I think he's dead now, right? Didn't he?
I think he is.
Yeah. Did the police kill him or did he kill himself?
I think he probably
did. Did he shoot himself?
I think he did.
Okay. So that's a Darth Vader award. That is the worst dude award. And he definitely gets the worst dude award for the month for sure.
So if you're just to kind of talk to the audience real quick while we're. Just so you know, if you guys are ever listening to the show. We do occasionally do a live Periscope feed of the show just to kind of get people involved and seeing their opinion. Sometimes we get a good turnout, sometimes we don't. That topic actually got us a big turnout. Just one of the FYI.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know,
it's a very touchy subject. So.
And I like talking about stuff. Like, if we don't talk about it, then
what's the point?
How are we going to solve it? So we just sit up here and act like it never happened or whatever. And that's the thing with a lot of the issues of America. We kind of just like, oh, well, get over it type of thing. Like, no, it's not.
Move on and forget about it, but you can't do that.
Yeah, like I said, it's definitely something we need to think about, but I'm not sure how important it is as far as the country is concerned, because I don't know what's the statistics on it. There might be more important things out there than that, but gun control is something definitely to talk about. So, no, I have another award.
Another award. That's the next award. What is it?
Well, this is going to be the Princess Leia Award.
Oh, okay. I wonder what this could be.
Or it could be the Queen Amidala Award, too.
I'm excited to see where this is.
I'm going to go to the Princess Leia Award, and this is this goes out to this porn star.
Whoa, okay.
Kayla Jane.
Kayla Jane who?
Kayla Jane Danger.
Whoa.
Guess what she did? It's pretty fitting to our Star Wars here.
What did she do?
She built Darth Vader out of sex toys.
Whoa.
Yep.
You're kidding.
How about them apples?
No.
You should see his lightsaber. It's huge.
There it is. Shout out to Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. She built, she used, let me see. It cost like $3,000 of equipment. I'm just going to keep it there.
Equipment.
There's 200 vibrators, 10 paddles, a whip, no nay-nay, two rows of anal beads, and a rubber fist.
Wow.
And guess what his name was? Just guess.
They
nicknamed him.
Darth Vader.
But that's his real name. That's his real name. I'll tell you. I'll give it to you.
I don't know.
Darth Vibrator. That's like the coolest name in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a trip, dude. Women
love that one.
Oh, my gosh. That's weird, dude.
I wonder if the women are
not weird, but
would you guys buy Darth Vibrator? I mean, I'm just asking. I don't know. I mean,
different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, that's pretty cool though. But she gets the Princess Leia Award. I'm gonna name that the coolest woman award right now. I mean, for right now, I'm sure we can find some better. But I thought that was pretty cool. Not that I'm into sex toys like that, but I saw the article and I was kind of like tripping off of that. So
that's a trip.
Yeah,
that's really a trip.
You wanna use sex toys?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Your wife told me you did.
Will you shut up?
She did.
No.
She told me earlier.
No.
Okay. All right. I think you do.
No.
Yeah. I seen those anal beads in your pocket.
I definitely do not own those. No.
I seen those in your locker at work one time, I think.
I have no locker at work. This is blasphemy. You're the one with the community locker, bro. Got all that barbecue sauce
in the
forks and the
Tabasco.
Tabasco sauce.
And grape Kool-Aid. So just go ahead and say all the black stuff.
I wasn't going there, man. Why does it got to be racial with you all the time?
You were going to go there?
No, bro.
You were thinking it.
Okay,
you were
thinking it. I was thinking it.
I said
it,
but you were thinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. It's all good. So about those anal beads, you still got them or what?
I am not an owner of anal beads.
It's all good, man. It's all good, Darth Vibrator. It's all good.
Darth. I am your toy.
That's a pretty good name, though, right?
That's creative.
Yeah.
That's very creative.
Could I see 3P, though?
C3P. So does that mean you have like three holes? three pee holes?
I don't know, man.
That's definitely out there.
That's
man.
Pretty funny though, right?
It's funny and that's
Darth
out there.
Vibrator. I mean, that's like.
And so what's his like? Instead of like doing the breathing, what is it?
The who?
The Darth Vader. You know,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it does. I mean, it's just like I don't know, man. I haven't really got into it, but I don't know, man. It's just pretty cool.
My master.
Ooh, I think he says that to the ladies.
He calls him master?
Then he pulls out. Yeah. So that he's like submissive to the woman.
Submissive.
Yeah. He's a submissive to the woman, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that's pretty much how it works, right?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Sounds like it.
So, yeah, that was our... Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh. I think you pissed him off.
Yeah,
man.
He breathes like
you
that.
You pissed him off.
I think he's ready to get it on.
Vader.
I think Darth Vibrator is ready.
Whoa.
But that's pretty good. I mean, I don't know. I thought that was pretty funny when I saw that.
No. That was funny. That was, I mean.
So just so you guys know, we're going to have some, every week we're going to do some, the Star Awards. Me and Roel are, we're Star Wars fans. We can't wait till December 25th. Not Christmas. But for Star Wars to come out. So those are our two Star Awards of the day, or week, or whatever you want to call it. So pretty cool, right?
That's pretty cool. I like the idea. It's a nice concept. I mean, it's your brainchild, and I thought it was good, man. I like it a lot, actually. We're going to have a lot of fun with that.
So if you guys have any awards you think might be good for our Star Awards, so we do things like, you know, the coolest black dude, coolest white dude, coolest woman. Could be white or black, doesn't matter. Or Hispanic, either way. Asian, doesn't matter. We're all... We're every ethnicity anyway, so we have like the Yoda Award, R2-D2 Award, which is like the best technology out there.
Yeah.
Mace Windu, Lando Calrissian Award, which is like the what was that one? That was the
Turncoat Backstabber
Award.
Yeah.
The Jar Jar Binks Award. That's like the goofy person. Or weird person award. So I'm sure there's a bunch of those out there. So pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool. I like it a lot, cool. Actually.
So let us know, guys. Star Wars, and be on the lookout for that. We're gonna put it on our website. If you want to nominate somebody for that, please let us know.
Yeah, we're gonna be putting it on Facebook.
Because it's hard for us to hear about all the stories around the country. You know, there's so much stuff going on around here. In the world as well. It's not just the country. There's so much stuff going on in the world that we don't know about. You know, it's always good to hear about that stuff. So let us know. Shoot us out. On our outlets as well.
Yeah, on Twitter.
Yeah.
We're on Twitter a lot now.
Are we?
We're pretty frequently on there.
Okay.
So pretty frequent.
Yeah, we're on Twitter a lot. So that'll probably be the best way to send us a message.
Message.
What movie was that?
Which one? The first one? The one message? That I said? Or, don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood?
Right. That was like the longest name of a movie in history.
But it still
is. Every time it comes on, I watch it, though.
Yeah, it's because it's good.
Like when Grandma comes down the street in her 6'4".
Like, What's up, homies?
Where your granddaddy at? I forgot what she said, though. And she's smoking on a blunt or whatever.
She's like, you still hit like a bitch.
Really? Punched her? Go ahead, nigga, hit me.
Oh, Grandma, come on, Grandma.
Come on, Grandma. No. And he just swung on her like, man, that was funny. That was hilarious. What was that? Ashtray. And what was it?
Damn. Marlon Wayans. I can't remember what he plays.
Man, they were hilarious.
Yeah.
Remember the black dude with the African gear on? He was like, hey, sister, how you doing?
Oh.
Hey, you mind tapping that white woman over there on the shoulder?
Yeah. It's like... He's all Afrocentric.
Yeah, he was Afrocentric like a bug, but did he?
Like the Malcolm X thing, right? Is that what he was trying to do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did go to the Malcolm X rant a little bit, I think. So, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He was dressed up, what did you say, Afrocentric?
Yeah, I call it Afrocentric. He had like a... Kente cloth colors on.
Because that was kind of like a popular thing like in the early 90s, right?
I mean, it's still popular. I mean, it depends on you know.
It's not as common.
It's well, again, it depends on your Afrocentricity.
Gotcha.
you know, on how you, you know, times have changed a little bit, like fashion and stuff. It's not, like you said, it's not as popular, but some people, I've seen people would still wear kente cloth and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Kente cloth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you call it kente cloth?
That's what it's called.
Is it? Oh, okay, okay.
I never looked up the meaning of the name or anything, but
take me to another place. Take me to
what's that?
Arrested Development.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. That song just came into my head.
Was that?
Oh, you know. Okay, because
why are you touching me?
No, I'm just. Don't touch me ever again.
Don't ever touch me again.
Why don't you shut up, man?
Go ahead.
It was from. It was because it was a popular song back in the day. Okay.
Arrested Development. They had like one song.
Mr. Wendell.
Who?
Mr. Wendell, yeah.
They had one song.
Tennessee?
That was Tennessee, yeah.
And they had a couple good songs.
And they had the one.
Mr. Wendell.
What's it called?
Mr. Wendell.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
I never knew the name of it. I don't know names of songs. I just like know the number. It was like number three.
How could you not know the name of the song?
They had like two.
I mean, it's like.
Mr. Wendell?
They were trying to sound like a Tribe Called Quest a little bit.
No.
Okay.
They were different.
They were like
it was like a southern. It was like a southern home roots type of, you know.
It wasn't like New Jack Swing stuff.
Nah, it was a like a southern down home type of feel. I'm not sure where they were from. I guess they were from. I'm not sure where they were from actually. But
take me to.
I like their vibe. I mean, I like the Afrocentricity.
They're like Afrocentricity too. Aren't
I'm not too sure they're Afrocentric, but I think they're. I mean, they were taking it back to the black roots, so I respect that for sure.
Like Jurassic 5.
Who?
No, never mind.
No.
Yeah.
No. Anyway. Not like that. So how'd your teams do this week?
Which
Packers?
They are 4-0.
Cubbies.
The Cubbies are in the playoffs. They're playing Pittsburgh on Wednesday for the one game playoff.
Which are the Penn State?
Penn State won.
Did they win? Who they play?
They beat Army.
Okay.
It was pretty close.
Army's not. No, I'm thinking about Navy.
20-14 or something. They could have done better.
I can't name your other team because I don't really do.
We're not going to talk about. Yeah. We're not going to talk about UT because UT.
Yeah. UT Texas. Yeah. Yeah, they got demolished by. Was it TCU?
Yeah, it was TCU.
Oh yeah, TCU.
So they're kind of blasted them. They're kind of turning into the Texas A&M of the 2010s because Texas A&M was in the 90s.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm not sure what's going on over there, man. I mean, you gotta have a quarterback, like I always say.
You keep saying that.
Yeah, I mean that's what it is, brother. See, my Buckeyes barely.
Your Buckeyes.
We squeaked one out, man. I'm upset with the play calling, man. Somebody mentioned to me, Derek, was like, I think missing your coordinator, your offensive coordinator, Tom Herman, went to Houston. He said, I think that plays a big part in it. But my thing is, Urban Meyer's offense, the coordinator just kind of uses his offense.
Yeah. So, calling in the plays, formations.
Yeah, but, you know, they might have different philosophies, but you know, they work together. So I don't know. I mean, the player's just still there. It's just like, I feel like they should be playing a little better than that. They're sputtering. I think the quarterback play is again. I like Cardale Jones. He should have went pro because I can tell you right now.
You want Braxton Miller to be the QB?
I wish he could throw, but when Braxton Miller was quarterback, did you ever watch him play? Did you ever see the confidence he had back there? And he carried that team. So Cardale Jones could not carry this team. I like JT Barrett. Technically, I mean, I like him better back there. I think he does. Gives us more.
So you got like three quarterbacks?
Well, Braxton's a receiver now. He's not playing quarterback. He's done at quarterback. So we're just sputtering, man. I mean, if we didn't have Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, that dude went off this week. He had like three runs. He had three long runs. If you add them together, it was like 170 or something crazy like that. Off just three runs. Yeah. Three touchdown runs at that. Wow. So,
yeah.
He's a pretty good running back. My Steelers are hurting. Got hurt. Ben got hurt last week.
So did they play today or did they play tomorrow?
No, we played Thursday, actually. That was our second Thursday night game, and Michael Vick played. And
Yeah, that's right.
Josh Scobie missed two field goals.
How did Vick do?
Vick played decent. I questioned our play calling in that as well, so I'm not sure who's calling the plays, whether it's Mike Tomlin or, you know, Todd Haley. But
Chan Gailey?
No, Chan Gailey's gone. He's somewhere else now. He thinks he's in Buffalo now, isn't he?
No, I know.
I think he's OC somewhere, but – Yeah. I miss Bruce Arians, though, for sure.
Bruce Arians coached at Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he's our offensive coordinator before he went to Arizona. Yeah. That was our dude. That was our guy. Ben was mad when he left. Then we got Haley, and I was like, eh. But yeah, so my Dodgers still doing anything. Are we out of it? I haven't really been paying attention to baseball, man.
I don't think they made it.
Really? We didn't make it at all?
I don't think so.
What's up with that, bro?
Your team sucks, bro.
Oh, my God. My team was last time the Cubs won anything.
It's been over 100 years.
Right. So my team sucks. But your team hasn't won anything.
The team hasn't won anything over 100 years. But if you're gonna count movies.
Movies?
They won something in the Rookie of the Year. All because of Henry Rowan Gardner.
Movies?
Henry Rowan Gardner.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You are not talking about the movies.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to make light of the situation. But, yes, they haven't won anything in over 100 years. I mean, not even my grandparents were alive when they won.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're in the playoffs, bro. We clinched the division.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm sorry.
I know you
don't hear about the Dodgers, even though they're owned by Magic Johnson.
Which is pretty crazy. It seems like you would hear about them a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you just don't follow them.
Yeah, hi, my name is Magic Johnson.
I don't either. I haven't been watching baseball, man. It gets a little boring to me. I stopped watching baseball when football season starts, actually. Yeah,
you my main man.
Yeah, I only watch too much baseball. Even though I played baseball, it's hard for me to watch it.
Yeah. It's hard to watch, man. But, it is. I think it gets really exciting during, you know, the playoffs because, you know, it's
– it means something.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's ridiculous that they play over 150 games or 162
games. 160-something, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Dude. That is crazy. That's a lot of games,
man. They should play like maybe 80 games, if that.
Yeah, they should.
If that.
Yeah, they should, but, you know.
They got to make their money.
True that.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man?
Well, you know, October's here.
How's your constipation? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a lot better now.
Is it?
Yeah, I saw the proctologist help me out.
How's the hemorrhoids?
Yeah, it's
getting better.
They're good.
Not flaming up anymore?
Not anymore. They're just preparation H, baby.
Preparation H.
Speaking of which, how's that Rogaine? Oh, wait.
Oh, the Rogaine.
No, yeah.
It's gone.
You drew his ball now, man.
Yeah, I just went ahead and went all the way with it.
Yeah.
Heck with the LeBron James. I'm going to go ahead and do
no,
that.
No. Hey, speaking of LeBron James, you're talking about his hairline.
Okay, I'm start talking about my boy now.
Hey, man.
Only I can talk about LeBron
James. He is clearly using something.
I think he is using the hair.
He
the
is.
Hair stuff. Yeah.
He is using something.
His hairline
something.
Grew back, didn't it?
It did.
It's like he went back to
on media day. He
2003.
Had hair. It's like, bro, just let it go, bro.
He went back to draft day.
Let it go, bro.
No, but he can afford that.
Just shave it all off, man.
Huh?
Just tell him. Just
but he's got millions, so you can buy your own hair.
Well, then quit cutting it short. It ain't gonna make a hill of beans, man.
He has to have some kind of hair. He's only like, was he 29 now?
He's 31.
31.
31, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
LeBron James is 30 years old.
That's crazy. He's been in the league for like 12 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Since 2003.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Time flies.
That's right. Time does fly.
Speaking of being in the league so many years, Tim Duncan is starting his 19th.
Are you serious? Didn't he All-Star last year?
Yeah, Kobe is starting his 20th
season.
Well, for Kobe, it's his 17th because he hasn't really played the last 3 years.
True.
But he's still making more money than like 95% of the
league. Well, yeah, he's Kobe. I mean, that's the contract he said. Shoot, Gilbert Arenas is making more money than half the people.
Boy, now he was. Like, remember that? saw that on Hoops Hype, right?
He's not even playing. He hadn't played in 3 years. He's still getting paid. I don't
freaking,
know.
Freaking Allen Houston was retired for like 4 years and he was still getting paid.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
The Knicks were stupid for signing him to that long-term deal.
Well, he was balling at the time.
He was balling. So, I liked Allen Houston. Know, he was a good shooter.
You don't know who's going to get hurt, who's not. So you just got to kind of – if you don't get him, somebody else is going to get him.
That's true.
What if he doesn't get hurt and he balls out and you're like, man, we should have signed that guy.
Yeah.
You know,
it's unlucky. It's so crazy because it can go 50-50, man. It really is crazy.
That is true.
I mean, look at Penny Hardaway. Penny Hardaway was going to be one of the best point guards of all time or best guards in the NBA. And
I think he would have been. The Penny, Grant Hill.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential in those guys. Your boy, Brandon Roy.
Yeah, him too.
I thought he was an all-star when he got hurt. I was like, man, you know, a lot of those guys have so much potential. And just, you know, Greg Oden.
Yeah.
O-H.
I-O.
Yeah.
I-O.
You can't start with I-O.
How about T-X? Never mind, forget it.
Yeah, it doesn't quite have the same ring.
Yeah.
All right, don't do that again. Oh. You're embarrassing yourself. You seen any good movies lately?
Man.
No?
Wait, hold on. I'm thinking.
What you got?
I haven't. I've just
Straight Outta Compton was the last one you seen?
No, well, that was the last new movie I saw, but I mean, anytime there's something on TV, I'll watch it. Like, we were just talking about it before. Watch? I saw The Program the other day.
Hey, Miss Lily. That's your part right there.
Yeah, man. That's, I told Randall, I said, hey, man, I'm watching The Program. He's like, oh, man, I gotta record that. I was like, dude, it's on Encore or Showtime or whatever it was.
That's the one with Omar Epps, right?
Omar Epps.
And James Caan.
James Caan.
Who else was in that?
Craig Sheffer is a quarterback. Who? Craig Sheffer.
Who is that?
He's an awesome actor.
He's an awesome actor. I've never heard of this guy.
I forget the actor's name.
He is not awesome.
The actor that plays Alvin Mack.
Who's that? The black dude?
Yeah.
That's your boy right there.
That dude's awesome.
Do your lines from that one.
Which one?
Because you do it all the time.
No. Hey, Bill Boy, give me some peanuts.
that's the one you're talking about?
Which one?
You said way better lines than that one.
I'm going to keep it.
Keep it PG?
Clean right now.
You going to keep it PG now?
No, what is those? He's like.
Really?
Wait.
Really?
What's hilarious is how he psychs himself out to like. Kill the
other team's quarterback.
Yeah. He's like,
what do you say?
He's like, hey, you're the one who got my baby sister pregnant. He's talking to the quarterback, and the quarterback's not even paying attention. He's like, yeah, you pretended you didn't even know her, right?
Right.
So you told her it was a brother that got her pregnant. Then he got killed, and you let him do the time. I forgot what he said, but he's like getting himself so pissed off, man.
That's crazy.
It's such a good movie, man.
Oh my god, what other movies you watch?
Oh,
because you're old school. I know you like to watch stuff.
They were showing A League of Their Own the other day, but I fell asleep watching it.
A League of Their Own?
Yeah,
there's no crying in baseball.
There is no crying in baseball.
Is that Gina Davis?
Gina Davis, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks,
Madonna
was in that. There's a bunch of famous people in that.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell was in that. Who else?
Who else?
Wait till you name somebody that's not nobody knows, because you always do that.
Lori Petty.
Who was that? The little sister?
Yeah.
I've seen her in stuff before.
Oh, you know who else is? Oh, Taya Leone's in that movie.
Is she?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's one of the girls on the team?
On the other team that wins, I think.
Oh, you're right.
I think she's like the first base, or she's one of the, like, in the outfield.
Yeah, you're right. I do remember that now. No, you're right. I do remember. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shoot.
Did he not like that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's Tom Hanks, man. You can't go wrong with Tom Hanks.
Okay. I don't know.
He gave us lines like life is a box of chocolates, we never know what we're gonna get.
Well, that was a wrong movie.
But I know, but he gave us a lot of. I'm saying he gave us gold. Yeah. Like, there, Houston, we have a problem.
I don't think Vader dislikes. I don't think
maybe he doesn't like the conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think he's he's just watching our back. I guess he's just watch yourself.
Watch your back, so you won't step mine.
Don't say anything crazy. Is Yoda here? Because he could help us.
Yeah, he could definitely help us.
Have you seen Yoda today?
I have not seen you. Yeah. I'm looking right at
him. Here is the man. The dark side. Yeah.
Or is Chewbacca here? Where's he at?
Well, I mean.
Huh?
He's here somewhere. Yeah, there he is. Hey, Chewie. Chewie.
At least we got somebody to protect us, because, Vader be tripping sometimes. I don't know what's going on, so.
What about you, man? Have you been watching anything? I mean, I know you were in D-Town last week, so
I watch?
Did you have any downtime? Sounds like you didn't.
Nah, it was pretty, I was in training, so it was pretty busy, so.
We were going to try to.
We did go out a little bit, had some drinks and stuff with people I met up there.
You were social interacting.
Yeah, had some adult beverages,
So you had.
Old Duels, Sharps, that's what I drink.
Some St. Ides, too, are you there?
St. Ides, good Lord. Man, did you went back on that one. Old English.
That's some ugly beer.
8-Ball, Old English. You ever had that?
MG 2020.
Mad Dog. You said MG?
MG 2020.
MD.
And whatever.
Mad Dog.
How about you get some of that?
Wild Irish
that
Rose.
That 40.
Wild Irish. I remember back in the day. Did you brown bag that 40? I remember back in college, we bought a case of 40s. It was 20 of them. And it was $20.
Damn.
For 20 40s.
So, man,
of Old English. That's crazy. And doesn't that sound crazy?
It sounds, Old English sounds like it tastes bad.
It was malt liquor. It was pretty bad.
Oh.
We didn't know any better. We were just drinking.
Man, I drink malt liquor and I drink St. Ives.
You want to be a man one day?
Yeah.
Drink Old English 800.
Oh.
Malt liquor.
Does anybody know what Old English 800 is?
Yeah, I know my homies in the back home do.
In the OH.
I know they do. There's people down here that know.
Who they lose to Penn State every year.
Who? Penn State. I'll have you know, sir, that we had the longest winning streak in the country. And the longest
slipping through.
Florida State did too. and the longest winning streak in the Big Ten history ever. So, how about them apples, Mr. Penn State and Texas? Don't let me get started. I've been holding back on Penn State. I was going to go off on Joe Paterno and his little.
He dropped the ball big time on that.
Yeah, he did, man. I mean, God rest his soul, but yeah, man, he tarnished his legacy over that, man. I feel a whole different type of way about him now. In his, you know, not the program in general, because there's been a lot of people go through there, but just how they handled that whole situation, man, was kind of crazy. You know, like, yeah, that was that. And then, you know, my thing is, it must have been something, not that they do normally, but I don't know how they didn't know about this. I mean, this guy's been working there for, I mean, how long was he working there? For like 20 years or something?
Joe Pa?
No.
Oh, Mike McCleary?
Yeah.
The guy that committed
the offense.
Oh, Sandusky. Oh, he was
Jerry
there for
Sandusky.
Years.
Yeah. He was there for a long. He had a freaking kids program for summer, you know? So, I don't know. R2's here too. So.
R2's here.
Cool. So we're cool. He can signal. And so we got Chewie and R2, so we're good.
Chewie.
So
Chewbacca.
I can't wait for Star Wars though. Hey, what are you going to do for Halloween?
We're going to be in El Paso, remember?
I know, but what are you wearing? Did you see my Halloween outfit I sent you?
Yeah, I did see that Chewbacca
you
sweater.
Like that? You like
it? It was pretty cool, man.
You like
it? Pretty
that?
Cool. You know what? I'm a pretty hairy dude, so I don't even need that. I already have my costume.
You already Chewbacca? Oh, my God. Chewie. Isn't Chewie a Hispanic name?
Yeah, actually it
so
is.
So you could call you Chewie.
Because Chewie's like short for Jesus.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Chewie! My dad used to ride a bus for work.
How do you get Chewie from Jesus?
Because Jesus, I don't know.
How do you get chewy from Jesus? I don't get it.
I don't know. That's a question that our Hispanic listeners can tell us.
How do you get Chewbacca from Jesus? I don't get
chewy,
that.
Chewy
is short for Jesus?
Yes.
Really? I never knew that.
Well,
why would I know that? Yeah.
All right. So we're actually live periscoping here.
Periscoping
and,
again?
We had a...
Get that phone on my face.
It's not in your face. So someone
in the
from,
face.
Jennifer Musil from Los Angeles says hello.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hello, welcome to the Pick and Roll Show. We are on Stitcher Radio and iTunes.
Jip.
And,
What's going on with her?
Nothing.
Okay.
Just so...
cool.
She's getting where she's clapping. Hey, you're
all
welcome.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer. How's it going? Hey, let's do our next segment.
And the next segment is...
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
99 problems, but a female dog ain't one.
Right, exactly. In this segment, we kind of talk about like...
She waved to us. I'm sorry.
Hey,
hello. Look here.
Can she wave? Can we see her?
Yeah, let's see. We can't see. Okay. Give her a wave. There you go. Deuces. Hello. Oh, you can't... He's doing a little
you
bit
can't
of,
see me.
You can't see me, John.
Okay, so 99 problems, but a oop ain't one. These are just basically... Problems around the world.
Problems around the world.
Or the country, because we're going to keep it USA for now.
USA.
Okay.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Huh?
That was a Hacksaw Jim Duggan thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wrestler.
Yes.
Yeah, here you go with that. So these are problems around the country that, you know, I have all kind of problems, but this is not one of them. So there's a guy in Trenton, New Jersey. He's from Pennsylvania, that same area.
Pennsylvania.
Like right across the state lines or whatever. And his name is Richard Clem. And... he got fired from his job, man.
He got fired?
Yeah.
For what?
He got fired, man. I mean, you know anybody ever got fired from their job? I'm sure we do, right? We
all
know
people.
We know people got fired from the job. So he got fired from his job for basically farting.
Farting?
Yeah.
What? He got fired from farting?
He got farted for farting.
Farting.
I mean, fired for farting. It's kind of hard to say.
Wow.
Yeah, he had some extra flatulence.
He got fired for extra flatulence.
Yeah, I guess he was always farting. I don't know. Pretty much what happened. So, but yeah, I guess he was hired. When he got hired, he weighed like 420 pounds.
Holy mackerel, weighed 420 pounds.
For 420 pounds. And then he had gastric bypass surgery, so he lost like 120 pounds. So now he's down to like three.
Pollution.
Three. He's
somebody's put. Farted, got fired for farting pollution. Sorry, that's not funny.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. He did the gastric bypass surgery, and then he lost about 120 pounds. So he got down to about 300, but he still had this
flatulence
issue. So, but I mean, could you work with somebody that farts all day long? I mean, could you do that?
Well, what kind of farts are they? Are they?
Does it matter? What kind of farts? What do you mean, silent but deadly, or the
SPDs,
loud?
Or
what kind of different farts are there anyway? I know the silent but deadly. I know
there's
that.
There's the sharded. There's the silent but deadly.
The sharded. If he's sharded, he needs to be fired for sharding all day.
Yeah, because he probably smells.
Yeah. Did he wear a diaper? I mean.
Or it depends. He's probably wearing depends.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it depends. Yeah.
Gas masks.
I mean.
At Inspired Dragon says gas masks.
So gas masks. Would I need like air freshener all day long? I
mean, some Febreze or Fabuloso. Yeah. Or.
So that is not a problem I have. So I got 99 problems, but that ain't one of them.
That is definitely not one of them for me either.
I mean, what's the weirdest thing you ever heard somebody get fired for? I mean, what?
I can't recollect.
Yeah, I mean, people get fired for. I mean, you ever heard anybody get fired for something stupid? Like, you get fired for what? I know a guy that got fired. Well, he didn't get fired, but we had a guy that, he said digging his nose. Like, I don't know if he was digging in his nose or he just like would play around his nose.
Hold on. Wait. Before you go on with the story, but at Taco Puncher.
Taco Puncher.
At Taco Puncher says.
Taco Puncher.
They like the way their farts smell.
Are you serious?
He said, who needs spray?
Oh, my Lord. Taco Puncher. Right. You are tripping.
So you said you got to. What's up with that? Somebody that used to pick their nose.
Yeah, he used to like. Do this thing with his nose. Like, you know, he would. And then, you know, and what the funny thing was, we used to have to like write on these papers all the time, right? And then, so we had to like document these papers and stuff because it was an insurance company. And then, like, we had to pass the paperwork on to another person.
Right.
Like a stack of 100 papers or whatever.
Yeah.
That we had we did medical bill coding. Then we had to pass on to the next department. So every once in a while, you would see some stuff on the paper though. From his stack, and nobody wanted his stack. Like. That's nasty, man. Like that's, he would have like I don't know what it was. It could have just been like stuff that was on there before he even got it. But since he was always on his nose, I mean, it was kind of like he was pretty disgusting. And I even told him one time like, hey, because the girls were scared to tell him like, you know, can you stop doing that? But I think he couldn't help himself. I asked him to stop too. He stopped for about half a day. Then came back. He couldn't stop doing it. So
there was
he never got fired for it. Though, I don't think I left the company. So
there was a rumor that a teacher that I'll keep nameless back at the junior high that I went to used to eat her own snot.
Ooh, yeah. What?
Yeah,
in front of the kids or what?
She thought she was. I don't know. That's just the rumor I heard. But it's almost kind of like that bizarre foods kind of thing. I don't know, but that's strange.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. I think that
bizarre food is like, I don't know if you want. Yeah. What bizarre food comes out of your nose? I don't.
And so here's at Jennifer Musil says, "What's for dinner, mommy? Snot fired and butter." It's not fried butter. Excuse me.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. I wonder what this guy eats. Hey, guess where he works at?
Guess. Denny's.
Nope.
Papa John's.
Nope.
IHOP.
Nope. It's not a restaurant.
He doesn't work anywhere now. That's true.
I'm just saying it's not a restaurant.
Blockbuster Video.
No, why do you say that?
I don't know. You said it's not a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
He works in a cubicle.
He might. I don't know.
He works at Costco.
Actually, it could be a restaurant.
He works at Costco.
No.
He works at Denny's.
You already said that.
I did say that?
Yeah.
Okay. He works outside in the yard. Works for the city.
No, I give up.
Okay.
You're way off.
Okay.
He works at the Case Pork Roll Company.
The Case Pork Roll Company.
I don't know. It just seems a little
Case
funny.
Pork
Roll Company.
What the devil is that?
I guess it's a... pork roll. What's a pork roll?
What is a pork roll?
Like, I wonder if they make like.
Is it like a
pork and beans? Because he farting all the time. Is that?
Yeah. Pork and beans.
Beans, good for your heart.
Beans is good for your heart.
The more you eat them, the more you fart. You ever heard that one?
No.
You never heard that?
No.
Okay, that must have been something we said back in the day. That must have been from my childhood. I don't know. Why are you in my face with that phone, dude? God.
You have to say it.
Say what?
Come on.
What?
Down Periscope.
down Periscope, man. Pimp down. Pimp in distress. That's pretty crazy, man.
That is beyond. That is.
How many really ever got? I don't know if I know anybody got fired for farting. I mean, that's pretty.
So again, Jennifer here is pretty active in the conversations. The more you fart, the better you feel. So why not eat beans more often?
No, yeah, you definitely have to have. You know what? I'm all for that. I don't mind people farting, but like
America needs the gas.
We do. Actually, gas has gone down, so we've been doing. Maybe he was part of that. So I mean, like, could you be around somebody that farted all day, Jennifer? I mean, that's kind of crazy, though, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of stinky. Like, you have to carry air freshener around and
potpourri. Well, what's his name's dad?
Who?
But what's his name, dad? What's his name's dad? And next Friday has that.
Oh, John Witherspoon. What's his name? I forgot his name.
I forgot his name too.
But yeah, my real was. Great. Barbecue so good, make you want to slap your mama. Who's his name in there? Uncle,
what's his Uncle name? Elroy.
That was the dark skinned dude. I can't remember his dad's name. No, I can't remember now. I just know his real name, John Witherspoon. That's the Bang Bang, Bang Bang dude.
Yeah, from Boomerang, right?
Bang Bang Bang. Yeah. He's off the hook.
Yeah, he is funny.
So you know, I wonder if he works for Volkswagen. You know, they fail those emission tests.
Volkswagen and their failures.
Ain't that crazy?
That is beyond crazy.
How do you fake emissions tests for? I wonder. And what's funny is I was listening to some talk show. I think it was Bill Maher. They were talking about it. And they were like, everybody. It's kind of like the Patriots. Like they're all cheating.
Patriots don't cheat.
I don't think they cheat.
LeBron James cheats.
How does LeBron James
cheat? He takes steroids.
No.
Anyway, so go ahead. The Volkswagen thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the guy was saying, he's like, they're all fibbing to some extent. Because this is how it works. So there's no, you know who, where they get for the emissions test?
Where?
Guess where the
Germany.
No. Well, yeah. Since they're regulated, it's a company outside of the U.S., or whatever. I think that's how it works.
Amsterdam.
They provide them. Volkswagen provides the U.S. with its own emissions test results.
Can they do that?
That's how it's done. So it's like, okay, what are your test results? Just send them to us from another third-party company. It's not like we are the ones doing the emissions test. It's from a third-party company. So we're telling them, yeah, send us your test results from the third-party company. Okay, cool.
Wow.
So Volkswagen's been lying for a while. Shame on you, Volkswagen. That's crazy.
Volkswagen, shame on you.
That's messed up. We should do we should do a shame on you segment.
So you that'd get a pretty cool. You get a golden raspberry of a.
We should send.
I don't know what that was.
We should send the one dude over the flatulent guy.
Hey,
over there.
You know what? How about
he probably could get a job.
Hey, so
the at Volkswagen, right? I mean,
you know what? They get the Lando Calrissian award.
They could get the. Is that a traitor thing?
You think? That is a
traitor. Yeah, that's kind of jacked up. Yeah,
they weren't keeping it 100.
Nah, we'll give the Lando Calrissian award to Volkswagen.
Volkswagen gets the star award of Lando Calrissian.
We are going to send Richard Clem over to Volkswagen to apply for a job because they've been lying on their emissions test, and he can probably help them out with some emissions. So yeah, we're sending him over
some flatulence emissions.
Yeah, so. Maybe they can try to get some regulate some tests on his emissions. So.
You say regulators?
Regulators, mount up.
Sorry, that's what I thought.
No. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That was
pretty bad. What movie was that on?
Young Guns.
Name.
Is this it?
Fu the Fu.
Fu the Fu.
Okay, so Fu the Fu. I know you can name. I know you can name three. Name five.
Oh. Five
people from name all five Young Guns. Was it five or six?
Damn it.
I can think of three right off the top. Two of them are brothers. So,
duh. Hello, at Eric16. Hello from Dubai. Hello,
he's
sir.
In Dubai.
You're in Dubai.
Oh man, I heard Dubai is nice.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
Send me a ticket, Eric. What's his name?
Eric16. Eric.
How nice is Dubai? I heard it's very beautiful there.
It is very beautiful.
What's
there.
Up, man? Yeah. All right. What are you looking at? Yeah, Eric, how's Dubai? I heard it's beautiful, man. I have a friend that went there, visited. So what's going on?
All right, so you said.
What?
Name.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, yeah, actors? Five actors from Young Guns.
Okay.
I know.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez.
Yep, they're brothers.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, shoot, I forgot about
that. Charlie Sheen. Oh, yeah, not damn it, I said Charlie Sheen. Casey's.
What?
You said name five people. In this
I know one. Who? Casey who? I'm going to give you a hint.
Huh.
The Hispanic guy.
Oh, duh. Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
He was La Bamba.
He was. Casey.
Who?
The guy that's giving the speech about how the regulators are the regulators.
Oh.
Casey I can't remember his last name.
That's his name for real?
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else in there? Was that five?
The damn. Oh, was it a. Man. The guy that takes care of him. What the hell's his name?
I don't know.
Bollocks.
That was my high school.
Casey Kasem. No, it's not Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem.
Keep dancing and keep your reach for the stars.
Casey Kasem. It's Casey Anthony. No.
Casey Anthony? No, Casey Anthony. Okay. Yeah. I got five.
You did get five.
I did get five.
Well, you did get the last name, but I'll give you that. Because It probably is Casey. Knowing you, his name is probably Casey.
It is.
Yeah. You just don't know his last. You can't pronounce his last name. So you won. Okay. I have to get you another question.
Foo the Foo wins again. Well, doesn't win again, but I got it.
Yeah, I've been stumping you a little bit.
You've been stumping me a little bit last few times.
We talked about flatulence. You know,
we talked about the flatulence.
Some emissions.
Gun control.
You talked about bad emissions from Volkswagen and this one guy. No, Richard Clem. I'm sorry.
Richard Clem.
So Richard had some bad emissions. So, but that's pretty nasty, though. Why would you? I mean, I guess he was. So obesity is covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act. So he's covered by that. So he might actually have something because he had gastric bypass surgery, which. You know, for his health, he had to have that surgery. And now he's been let go, which just happened last year, I think it was October or something like that. He's been let go because of a byproduct of that surgery gives him gas. It's gastric bypass surgery. I'm not sure if gastric stands for gas, but that's pretty funny, though.
He's not the man he used to be.
He is. Yeah.
Man, she's on a roll.
I know. She's pretty. We need to sign her up. Shoot. We need her as a writer for us.
Yeah, man. We need a writer.
Yeah, there we go. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty funny, man. I don't know, man. It's pretty pretty crazy that he works at a pork roll company, which is even.
He's a pork roller.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, pork roller.
Actually, that's not nice.
Maybe we need to get with Darth Vibrator and see what happens. Maybe Darth Vibrator. Maybe Darth Vibrator can, like, hook him up with helping with his flatulence.
Flatulence of excellence.
Put his lightsaber up his emissions and see what happens.
His toot toot.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, so fellow Peloscopers, thank you for taking part in this conversation. Please follow us on Twitter at Pick and Row Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Pick and Row Show. Our podcast is available on Stitcher Radio and iTunes. Thank you. Vader says thank you.
Yeah, he's still here.
He's still here. And hopefully y'all are still with us.
Yeah.
See. I don't know. I'm just.
See ya. No, you can't really say that.
Forget it. We thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Again, we couldn't do it without a lot of supporters and a lot of believers in us. First and foremost, let's thank Brandon Manabusin for helping us get our podcast.
Brand Chan.
On the web, on Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes.
That's my ninja for real. I think he is a ninja.
He is a ninja.
He's Asian.
He's an Asian ninja.
Yeah, he really is.
No. We couldn't have done it without him. I do want to take the time to thank Ray from the Naked Porch podcast, who's gotten the word out for our show on Twitter. We've got a lot of followers there and a lot of supporters there on Twitter. So, good guy. Thank you so much for that, Ray. And you guys who have been following us for the first five or six episodes that we've done so far, we really, really appreciate it. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, write a review for us, especially.
Tell your friends about me.
There you go. Wait, where's that from?
Tell your friends, Chris Tucker.
Tell your friends about me. Oh, yeah. Rush Hour, right?
Yep.
Tell your friends about me. Mm-hmm. Is that like a Batman thing, right, or something?
I can't remember what was going on.
Yeah. Check us out on Instagram at The Pick and Row Show. Check us out on Twitter at Pick and Row Show.
Yeah.
Check us out on Periscope at Pick and Row Show.
Down Periscope. Yeah, get that out of my face, man.
Check it out. Yeah. Follow. Check out our Facebook page. Like our Facebook page, and of course, share our Facebook page. Last but not least, thank you, Pick, for being on the show. Thank you for.
What are you thanking me?
Yeah,
it's our show, bro. Yeah.
Thanks to us.
Okay. Yeah. Why? I don't know why you're thanking me.
I don't know. Well, it's been a blast.
Yeah, it has been a blast.
It's great.
Literally, It's been a blast from Richard Clem blasting his emissions and his flatulence.
Richard.
Man.
Where's Richard?
I wonder how Vader feels about that. Oh.
No, he didn't like that. Okay. He's going to have to force choke you, man.
He sounds like he's got some flatulence going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I think that's some outer flatulence.
Yeah, Vader's not feeling it.
Anyway.
Okay. Darth Vibrator stuff. Maybe Darth Vibrator is feeling it.
Maybe.
His lightsaber is huge, though. Good lord. He's tripping.
Guys, keep listening. Keep telling everyone about it. We've got some exciting news coming down the pipeline for the show, so please stay tuned. Do you have anything else you want to add, Pick?
No, man. Good to go, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. What? I thought you were going to say something else.
No, I don't know. I'm still tripping off this flatulence, man. I don't know. I gotta.
You have flatulence?
I do, actually.
I mean, you did eat some cheese earlier.
You know what? You know I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm going to have some flatulence later on.
Cut some big stinky cheese.
Yes, right. At least I'm not going to be at work doing it all day long. That's different. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
All right, guys.
Too much pressure.
For Pick and Roll, we're Pick and Roll. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your backyard aren't exactly comfortable. And while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good, while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.